Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page plans to appoint Court Van Osteren as acting prosecuting attorney. At least one council member believes this action is not legal.
Specifically says that he comes to us with his choice and it's up to the council to decide yes or no.
Asked who should take over in the interim if Van Osteren isn't approved or a court battle with the state delays replacing Bell by the time he leaves for Washington, Harder took a shot at Bell when saying the county doesn't need to rush for a replacement.
All since the election has been pretty much mentally checked out of doing this job effectively.
Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Page missing the support of one of his few allies.
Councilman Ernie Traka says in a letter to the council, Dr. Sam Page acknowledged needing the council's approval. However, he says something changed, and he adds, for whatever reason, Page wants to avoid scrutiny of his appointment.
We can only surmise as to the reason, but certainly one consideration is Mr. Van Osteren's clearly limited experience, both as a litigator and in any managerial or supervisory role over a significant office.
Council Vice Chair Rita Hurd-Day says she is disappointed
that St. Louis County continues to display this kind of dysfunction. We have to do better. But I will say that this council will stand up and we will demand the respect afforded us by the constituents who sent us here.
Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Today, St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones will reveal her plan for the Rams settlement funds. She previewed this $250 million investment at a community event over the weekend.
Focused on infrastructure like streets and sidewalks and water infrastructure improvements, children and family like affordable child care and workforce development, and economic development like affordable housing and small business support.
The bill is sponsored by Alderwoman Alicia Sonnier, who oversaw the public input process and backed by Aldermanic President Megan Green. Green has previously spoken in support of investing the Rams' money and using the funds it generates as a local match for state and federal grants.
St. Louis Public Schools has released an internal audit saying the staff feared retaliation for resisting directives coming from former Superintendent Keisha Scarlett.
That's the thing that bothers me the most.
SLPS Ward Vice President Matt Davis reacting to the culture reportedly created by Scarlett.
It's very difficult, especially in today's environment, especially in this city, especially with all the scrutiny that we have on us, that, you know, we need our superintendent and all of our district leadership to really be leading and to be making sure that everybody's moving in the same direction. And that culture that is described in there is not that.
The audit recommends establishing an internal audit process and updated policies for credit card use, travel, and hiring. The school says recommendations from the audit will be taken up during upcoming work sessions.
It's 8:06. After providing Catholic education for the last 70 years, Our Lady of Guadalupe School in Cool Valley in North St. Louis County will officially close its doors at the end of the 24-25 academic year. KMOX religion editor Fred Bottomer has this report.
St. Louis Archbishop Mitchell Rosansky says after parish leaders reviewed recent financial projections and talked about the school's viability, its pastor, the Reverend Patrick Hayden, determined that continuing to fund Our Lady of Guadalupe School was not sustainable. Father Hayden recommended the school be closed, and Archbishop Rosansky has now agreed. The Archdiocese will provide placement assistance to Our Lady of Guadalupe faculty and staff and will work to help families find a new Catholic school. Enrollment for this school year is 203 students in grades K through 8. The school has been a personal parish for Hispanic Catholics since 2005. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
Missouri's U.S. Senator Josh Hawley says he'll block the House's radiation exposure legislation that excludes Missouri.
There is no way forward for a partial backroom deal. No way. I will stand in the way on behalf of every one of these Americans as long as it takes until justice is done. This is the time, Mr. President. This body has acted, and I call on the House to act.
Josh Hawley wants the House to pass the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act for all states. He says he wants to honor and recognize those made sick or who died from government-related nuclear contamination. From the KMOX Business Desk, Dan Schall is Executive State Director of the Missouri Grocers Association. He's part of a suit that claims Proposition A violated constitutional rules because it contained more than a single subject. Prop A not only raises minimum wage, it guarantees paid sick leave for hundreds of thousands of workers.
We just want to look at, have the Supreme Court look at it and tell us whether it meets muster or not.
The League of Women Voters is saying pay and sick leave are all the same topic and fall under the umbrella of compensation.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.